This is a very apt question, if I may, because we tend to understand, by we, I mean, you know, the public, and sometimes also soi-disant professional historians, tend to understand the development of Rome, and especially of the Roman Republic, as a more or less linear, straightforward path to about more or less world rule. Things, of course, did turn out more or less that way, with some qualifications, but they could have very well ended up in a very different way. And Rome did face a large number of challenges, sometimes to her very survival, and some other occasions, certainly to her prospects of hegemony, whether in Italy or beyond. And if I try to give you a comprehensive list of the risks and challenges that the Republic faced, well, that will probably take me a considerable amount of time, but I will just give you some examples here. Well, first of all, Etruscan pressure. Even if we don't buy the details, perhaps even more than the details, of the narratives provided for early Rome by Livy or Dionysius, well, it's quite clear that they regarded the risk of Etruscan interference in Roman affairs as a very real one. Several kings of Rome are of Etruscan ancestry, and of course the last king is Etruscan. And there is an attempt, according to the literary tradition, part of the Etruscans to essentially reinstate the rule of an Etruscan king in the city of Rome. Now, we should, I think, take at least the core of this fundamental strand or of the surviving narrative seriously and factor in at least the possibility that Etruscan pressure was regarded as a major factor in the early history of Rome, and that had been a significant